Blog Talk Radio.
God's love.
Hey, y'all. What's happening? We want to welcome you into the Greg Shell Show. I'm your brother. I'm your friend. I'm your colleague. I'm your, long as it's positive, I'm your that brother in the house. I want to welcome you into another edition of the Greg Shell Show. Happy Thursday to all our listeners that are taking your morning commute. Whether you're doing your what they call it, brunch, you're doing brunch. I think it's called brunch, where you hang out and get breakfast and lunch at the same time. So you're getting your brunch, drinking your mimosa, whatever. We want to welcome you into the Greg Shell Show. Here in beautiful Orlando, Florida, where the skies are blue with the white puffs in it, marshmallow puffs in it. And I'm telling you, the palm trees, the birds chirping, I'm in the house giving God the praise because he is worthy to be praised, from the rising of the sun to the setting of the saints. He said we must worship him in spirit and in truth. And this show has nothing to do with religion. Whatever your religious beliefs are, you know, that's on you. But I believe that Jesus Christ died on the cross, was resurrected on the third day, and sits on the right hand of the Father with all power, both heaven and earth and underneath the earth. And he gave us that same resurrected power to resurrect your dead situation, whatever it is. 'Cause the dead situation is you. Is you not fulfilling the assignment that God gave you. So, you know, whatever way you want to put that, that's what it is. Y'all, again, the Greg Shell Show is amazing. We're excited. We got a lot of new things ready to pop off. We're brought to you today on behalf of ExploreResorts.com. For all your staycation needs, the Greg Shell Show has partnered with ExploreResorts.com to help you get an amazing vacation, not only a vacation, but also give you 15 radio spots right here on the Greg Shell Show as we prepare for our official launch, February the 24th here in Orlando, Florida. It's going to be a little this, a little that, because it's the Greg Shell Dinner Show coming out. And we're going to be not only the dinner show, but I'm going to be celebrating my 53rd birthday along with my 15-year wedding anniversary with my beautiful bride, none other than Miss Linda Rock Moshe. I'm glad she got a rock in the middle of the Rock mode. That means when you hang it out, it's gonna hang out for good. You know, people get mad when you get married. One guy told me, he said, "Greg, you gonna turn up all them women you had?" I say, "You know, I turned them up, so I might as well turn in." You know what I mean? At the end of the day, he turned me in and gave me a beautiful bride. I had to wait like Jacob 14 years. I had to wait 14 years, and here it is, 15 years together with the God that blessed me with the wife that he gave me, and I'm just so honored. He said, "A man that finds a wife finds a good thing, and he obtains favor of God and man." Whoever tried to alter the Bible or whatever, because they got all kind of contradictions and dictions and all that stuff going on today. But at the end of the day, you believe whatever you want to believe. You know, it's left up to whoever you want to believe. You can believe in Allah, Buddha, whatever the rest of them is, that's your business, you know. But don't bring it to me, because I believe in the true and living God, the Lord God Almighty, the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, Yahshua, Yahweh, the ultimate Jesus Christ. And with that being said, y'all, of course, we brought to you on behalf of TrailRideRadio.com, the hottest new radio station to hit the nation by storm. It's coming. And I ain't talking about, this is a tsunami in the media. What they say on the outside of the media piece of it, because we offer not only movies, TV shows, casting, I mean, a little bit of this, a little bit of that, podcast, the whole nine, you can get it. You know, just like you had I would call this the name of the building, but they ain't gave me no sponsorship money yet. But we'll call their name a little later on. But I got a special guest on the line with me. He's all the way out. I'm going to let him tell you where he's from, because I don't want to mess it up. But he is my newfound brother. He has an amazing piece that's getting ready to pop off to the world. The Greg Shell Show has partnered with his brother. And I'm going to let him explain everything and how he can help assist you in getting to the next level with your housing needs. And here he is, none other than Matthew Penn. He's in the house all the way from where he at. What's happening, man? Welcome to the show. Let me Let me get some hand claps and chubs going on. Wait a minute. I gotta get some claps going on. Wait a minute, man. You know they got me engineering too. So wait a minute. I think this is right here. Wait a minute. Let's see.
Ooh, this a torn visual.
Can we get an encore, guys? Come on, we can do that for Jesus. We can get an encore. Thank you so much.
Let's do the encore for Jesus. Let's do it.
Thank you so much.
Let's do it. First of all, I wanted to say, because I didn't introduce my co-host properly, so let me do that, because I like to do things decent and in order. So I didn't know she was on the line. I was just trying to, because she taught me how to engineer my own show. Ain't that something? And I'm a good student. You know what I mean? Because we've got a good teacher. So he did DJ Prayer all the way from, you know, with the ones and twos all the way out of Texas. What's that?
Awesome.
I wanted to touch base on the Jesus. You know, the Africans, they believe in the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, you know, and that's who I believe in, too, and that's who I'm going to forever believe in. I don't care what nobody says, but there are people who actually do not believe that Jesus is the man, and they actually believe that Jesus is actually, when you call on them, you're actually calling on the devil, is what they say. And I never believe that. I just, you know, what would you say?
Well, that's good that you believe that.
That's my question. You know, what do you say to somebody who says that, other than you're crazy?
Well, let's do this. Let me get my guest on the line, let him talk about what he do. And we're going to talk about that today on the Greg Shell Show, because, you know, how will you know if you don't know? How will I know? That Whitney used to say, how will I know? So that being said, let's go ahead and welcome our special guest to the show, Mr. Matthew Penn. What's happening, man? Welcome to the Greg Shell Show.
Hello. It is an honor Well, thank you so much.
You got the flow, brother. Tell them a little bit about yourself.
Awesome. Thank you so much, Greg. It is an honor and pleasure to be on your show. You know, and we're so excited. A little bit about myself and the backstory. Again, my name is Matthew Penn, and I own Kingdom Capital Group. You know, we are a national company. We do business loans, we do residential loans as well. We partner with a national credit union as well, and so we can do all 50 states. We can help. Our goal this year is to help 1,000 families purchase their first home. So we're going to be bringing
Let's wrap that up. Wait a minute. A thousand families to get any home. Oh, that's powerful about that. Wow. Sorry, that was an excitement moment for me. I'm sorry to send y'all. Go ahead.
It doesn't matter where you're at in the country. We want to assist you with putting a plan together. So wherever you're at, everyone is on their own level, okay? It doesn't matter what your credit score is, if you're renting right now, whatever your story is. We just want to give you a plan and an action plan so we can make sure that this year is the year that you walk into the house that you own, that God is able. And if we put the plan together, provision will always come before vision. So we are going to put vision plans together to let God know that we are serious, and God will do the rest. Don't worry about what your credit score is. Don't worry about, hey, I'm not sure how I'm going to pay this, I'm not going to pay that. Don't worry about, we are going to assist you. There are programs out there that can do down payment assistance. So if you have a job, that's a plus, first start. And then what we're going to do is we're going to talk about budgeting and how to be a good steward over your money that you have coming in. Those that be faithful over a few things, God will make you ruler over much. So we are excited this year, Kingdom Capital Group, to partner with Greg, the Greg Show, and to expand across the nation. And so wherever state you're at, reach into the Greg Show. Ring the phone.
The Greg Shell Show. The Greg, I know you say the Greg Show, the Greg Shell Show, because the shell is the protection from God Almighty.
There you go. So please, you know, we want to help 1,000 families. So this year, also too, with business owners. So if you are a business owner or you are planning on starting a business, we can assist you with raising capital so we can be able to bring your dreams into fruition. Amen. So I'm excited. I am based, in the Washington, D.C. market area, as well as the Houston, Texas area as well.
Oh, you out there where my movie producer at, Kirby Capone Productions. She's out there. They operate in Houston, Texas as well. So, and we got a new movie coming out called In the Pastor's Study. I know DJ Prayer all in her feelings with this.
Go ahead,
DJ Prayer. I know you got something you want to say to this mighty blessed brother. Are you there? Are you eating a cookie? I don't know. But anyway, brother, first of all, yeah, there you go.
Yeah, you got to give it time to get off that mute button. You know, it goes.
You can send on that button.
Yeah, but I have quite a few people in Houston that may be interested in what you're doing, and I commend you of what you're doing. I think it's great, and we should talk more about it.
Oh, I'm gonna get him to get me, help me with me on the new home. I'm gonna be one of the first to have me a new home built out there on that property that my grandma entrusted me with. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah.
Amen. 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 So we're excited here at Kingdom Capital Group. So, you know, we want to be a blessing to the kingdom of God and to the people to God's people, and we're, like I said, we are expanding. We are ready. We have a team ready to go. So whatever the need is, we are here to serve. So we're excited about that. So awesome. I'll let you take back over the floor. Thank you so much for having me come on to the show. We're excited to put some plans together. You'll see some information about what we're going to be talking about coming into the future. If it's going to be credit repair, if it's going to be, you know, budgeting, monthly budgeting, whatever it is, we're going to, you know, plug in, get in, and make sure that you guys are educated on the process of purchasing your home or helping you start your own business, because I truly believe that we're in a season where God wants to bless you, but we got to be at the right place at the right time. Amen.
Man, listen, you just don't even know how elated I am. I was sharing with DJ Prayer yesterday that when I called you, and love shouts out to Brother Antonio Grace, where Grace saved our church all the way out of Williamsburg, Virginia. He's my CFO, and of course he the one who said call Matthew, because I had some questions about some situations that I'm doing here in Orlando, and he said, Brother Penn said he weren't going to even answer the phone, but the Spirit of the Lord told him to answer the phone. And when he answered the phone, it's like I've been knowing him for years, because he said he was expecting that call. Tell him how you feel, because I don't want to think. That's why I tell people when they go to tell me about all these other whoop-de-whoops, I have seen the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living, and I'm walking in obedience, and I'm walking in abundance, even though you can't see it. You can have $1 million in the bank right now, But if you don't have the exact pin code or the pin numbers that you need, you can't grab it. You know what I mean? So go ahead
Come
and
on.
Explain what happened with us yesterday, because the Bible said we overcome by the blood of the Lamb and the words of our testimony. Go ahead.
Amen. Amen. Collision. And I would say that when I received the phone call, you know, and normally I get some phone calls, and the Holy Spirit would tell me, you know, answer it. And because I get a lot of phone calls during the daytime, and that's okay. You know, so I did, and we just connected immediately, brother to brother, and I seen his vision. I was expressing my vision of what God gave us, and it was a divine appointment, and we both were excited and knew, and we both have a heart of expectation, where we know that God is going to pour out a blessing that we won't have a room to receive. Amen.
Amen.
So God will put us in situations, or the Bible talks about that your gifts shall make room for you and bring you into the presence of great men. Okay. So it's all about connecting. We are more powerful. The Bible says one can take 1,000, but two can take 10,000. So it's all about being in connection. You should never be doing anything by yourself. It's all we are more powerful together. And if we put our resources together, we put our minds together, we put our ideas, we put our intellectual property together, I guarantee you we can build our own Wall Street.
Listen,
amen?
Amen. Watch this, right? When every time they told me what I couldn't do, because I remember the story about Joseph. He ain't even had his dream hadn't even came into fruition. He just shared his dream and what his own brothers buried him and put him in a hole and told a lie and said Adam ate him up, and they sold him to the Ishmaelites, whatever the life. It was some type of life. But anyway, he graduated from that test, and then he was put up in power again at Potiphar's house. And he was making so much noise there because he was a handsome guy, you know, holding down what he do. The wife wanted it. The wife. Devil always use a woman in one form or another. But you have to overcome. You overcome by resisting. Joseph resisted her. So she couldn't handle the resentment. So she lied on him. That man, the prophet, he didn't want to get rid of Joseph. Joseph was his blessing. That's when he started receiving stuff. That's when stuff started happening. And so when he lied, then he got put in prison for something that he didn't do. You that listening this morning, are you in prison in your mind? Are you in prison? Are you enslaved to something happened to you years ago that you couldn't do nothing about? Are you still trying to live in your past when God say every day is a new beginning? Who are you? You are the child of the Most High God, Lord God Almighty. In that, Joseph went on to go to prison and became a leader, because wherever he went, the Spirit of the Lord was with him. So you couldn't take him down. He just had to go through his situation. So when he went to prison, he told the dream, because you never know who you're talking to. God said, be aware. You know, you could be entertaining an angel unaware. So he goes to prison and become the leader, the head man in the prison. From that, you know, he was in prison, but it was like he was in luxury. You know what I mean? Because they were treating him like whoop-de-whoop. Everybody was listening to him. And the end result was, the guy that he told a dream and the dream came true, because a prophecy is real when you see it a reality. A prophet lie is when it's lied about and it keep being a lie, like these prophets, P-R-O-F-I-T, be doing, and telling these people they're going to get this and that, and they be giving the prophet all the money and they don't get nothing, then they mad with the prophet, want to kill the P-R-O-F-I-T. But when you know that you lined up and you doing the things in the order that God told you to do it, you'll be called by the king the Pharaoh called Joseph in and say, can you determine this dream? If you can't, I'm going to kill you. So watch this. So damn if you do and damn if you don't. What I got to lose? Joseph chose life because God told him everything that he showed him in the dream when he was little. What dream do you have? What ambition do you have when you was little that you've thrown away because they told you that you couldn't do it? The more resistance you get, the more power you have. It's just like when you lift some weights. When you lift weights, you're going to be sore, you're going to be timid, you're going to be hurt. But in the end, when you look in the mirror, if you stay consistent, you're going to be fine as wine. And Joseph became the right-hand king to all of the ones that were lying and trying to do what he do, but he carried the spirit of the Lord. And the spirit of the Lord connect what he want to connect, how he want to connect it. I don't know how God had me to do all that this morning, but somebody needed to be encouraged this morning. Like they be telling me the white man wrote the Bible, the did. Well, whoever wrote it, it was inspired by the spirit of God because we all are spirits working in a physical body that's going to go back to the dust where it came. With that being said, I just had to say that, Matthew. And look who on the phone, Matthew. Oh, there was a tax collector. He's not a tax collector. He's going to help you get you a new home or a new business set up. Ain't that amazing? Wow. I got Matthew on the phone.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. I'm excited. I'm excited that we have connected, have a deep relationship and friendship has started, and I'm excited to partner with you and your team, and to also introduce my team as well. So I have a team as well, and of professionals who've been in the business quite a long time. We can bring the education when we do the seminars. You know, we're going to bring a lot of information to you guys to empower you guys to be successful. So we're excited. Thank you so much for having me on the call. And anytime you need me to come on, I am going to make myself available to join in and partake in your show. Thank you so much.
Well, listen, do you have 5 more minutes?
Sure, absolutely.
You have 5 more minutes. See, I like when people use those kind of words, absolutely, not like this stuff. I want to play a song for you. You know the first song you heard? Do you know that was my single off of my new CD?
Oh, okay. That was nice. Absolutely.
You like that?
Absolutely. Yeah.
Yeah, that's the new CD I'm about to put out. I'm getting ready to go in. And do you know that song is 11 years old?
Wow.
And God didn't let me put it out, and a major company offered me major money for it, and God told me to sit on it. And I said, sit on it. He said, you know, like a hen do an egg. Sit on it and keep it warm.
Yes, sir.
He said, sit on it and keep it warm. And he say, don't share your brand, your stuff with everybody. I'm going to play this song off of my partner's CD. It's called God's Word. And y'all hearing it first right here on the Greg Shell Show. We're going to be right back with the closing remarks from our special guest, Matthew Penn, exclusively here on the Greg Shell Show. We'll be right back.
The Bible says they will come in my name. They will prophesy in my name. They will heal in my name. And they will cast out demons in my name.
This is for the fake one.
All you fake pastors, all you fake elders, all you fake bishops, gonna get what's coming to you. All you fake pastors, all you fake elders, all you fake bishops, gonna get what's coming to you.
were chosen though. So now you're up and go like you were chosen, yo. You just went, now you're putting on Sunday shows. Throwing off your Sunday clothes. Could you do it for the money? Liar. Cash rule everything around you. Fire. Will consume you. Better retire. Better make it make before your time is expired. Fake preacher, you are down to the wire.
And we want to welcome you back into this edition of the Greg Shell Show. Hopefully you enjoyed that track by none other than Ernest Faust Jr. It's called God's Word. And of course, I was in a new movie with him, Full-Time Pimpin'. It's available on Tubi and Prime and Hulu and all them other movies. Just was excited. It actually is getting ready to become a TV series, Full-Time Pimpin', the TV series coming at you this year, as well as we prepare for the brand new movie trilogy, In the Pastor's Study. Oh, it is coming. I am so excited to be a part of this amazing cast, produced by none other than Kirby Capone Productions out of Houston, Texas. And, boy, look at here, that thing, hot as a cayenne pepper, starring Dirk Richardson, and I'm one of the co-stars, Greg Shell. I got an opportunity to be one of the, be the assistant director with the main director. Man, I'm telling you. What you think about that track right there you just heard, Matthew?
Man, that track was fire. Come on now. Man, that track was fire. That thing blessed me. Thank you so much. Thank you so much. That track was fire. We gotta keep coming with that.
Yeah, we gonna shoot the music video for it. I want you to be in the music video.
Yes sir. Man, I like even the part when he started rapping. I was like, okay, I see you. Okay.
Oh, all right. Okay.
Yeah.
So
tell me this.
Go ahead. I'm sorry.
No, go ahead. What
were
you saying?
I was just saying, what do you think about the Greg Shell Show?
I truly believe this is a blessing for the time that we are in to reach the masses. I believe that this is an awesome platform where God is going to bless and increase and expand your territory. I truly believe
Hallelujah. That.
And, because you are given the authentic word, and people are hungry and need the authentic presence of God in their life. And,
Amen.
And I'm excited to be a part of what you're doing now as well as into the future. So let's make this happen. Amen.
Well, amen. Watch this, right? As we were talking, I see, what's the name of your company?
Kingdom Capital Group.
Kingdom Capital Group. I see Kingdom Capital Group being here in Orlando because I'm going to open my new office next week. And I would love, because we partners, you know what I mean? We're partners. When we partner. You know, I got the ring. I got the dime. I got the ring. You got your car yesterday. You got your platinum car yesterday.
Yes, sir.
Yeah.
Let's do it.
Yeah.
Let's set it up.
Already done. And, you know, I got a I got to get DJ Prey on the line. I don't know where she at. You know she got a bunch of horses. I got. Did I tell you that the Capones blessed me with two yachts?
Yes, sir. You said that. Yeah, you said that yesterday. Praise the Lord.
They didn't tell me I got to go. I got to pay the, you know, the storage fee on the yacht to come get them. Because if they didn't give you something, you got to do handle it properly. So I got to get done with done. You know, somebody give you a gift of that magnitude. And
right.
Well, let you know if you're a boat company, a marine company, you want to join forces with us. Me and Matthew are going to have a TV show where we're going to help repair the boat. You're going to help repair the yacht.
There you go.
And in that interim, they can get their business exposed and show what they do. What do you think about that?
I think it's a great idea. Let's do it.
Let's do it. So you remind me of Tone Loke. Let's do it. So I want the world to know my brother's getting ready to get married. Let's get married today. Have a family tomorrow. So tell us about that. I know you all in your feelings with that action.
I'm just excited. But, you know, the Bible says that a man that finds a wife finds a good thing in a pain. So I'm just excited to, marry my best friend.
Oh,
marry my best friend. She's my best friend. We talk about everything, you know. And this is the thing. I'm not sure if anybody's out there who's currently married or planning on getting married. You have to marry your best friend. This is your life partner, and you got to make sure that God's in the middle of it. He got to be part of it. Come on now, huh? I could be naked and not ashamed. I'm not talking about literally naked. I'm talking about exposure. Anything that I need to deal with, anything that I'm dealing with, I can just tell her and she can touch and agree with me and pray over me.
That's me and my best boy. and I'm so excited to celebrate 15 years. Now, she used to warm up her engine, but I had to let her know I didn't wear panties. I wore drawers. I don't wear any twinkie twinkies. I wear boxes of drawers. Hey, call it naked. They gave a donation.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Awesome.
Hey, man, yo, I know you got to go, and I just want to tell you thank you for the gifts and talents that God has given you first and foremost. I'm so grateful to be able to connect because there's so many people that want you to look at them instead of look at him because he is the one that gives you health and strength to be able to go and do the thing that you do to obtain money. Everybody's Amen. Money I don't want. They tried to buy me. I told them I ain't for sale. I ain't no prostitute. I ain't no hoe. So you can't pimp and you can't play me. I let you think you playing because at the end of the day, God gives us a good, clean sense of discernment so that you can see. You know, you can't see if you busy looking.
Right.
But when you can't see, that's when it's there for you. God said, he said, faith. Give them the definition of faith, Matthew. Give it to them. They know it. I know you know it.
Faith is a substance hoped for and the evidence not seen. And faith, you can only please God with faith. Faith is what moves him. You got to have faith in the mix. You got to.
You got to believe.
You got to believe. You have to believe it, and regardless of anybody who's around you and if you have a dream, you need to come call me to the show and say, hey, I got a dream. It's on paper. This is what God gave me, and then we'll put a strategy together to assist that dream come to pass. And don't let nobody steal your dream. You got to have the faith to believe that dream is coming to pass. I had a dream that I was going to open up Kingdom Capital Group, and my fiance say, let's go. And we put action behind the dream, and here we are. Okay?
Here we are.
So you can, and here we are. You can talk about it, but until you put action behind it.
You got to be about it. What cartoon character say? Go ahead. I'm sorry.
No, go ahead. Go ahead. What were you saying?
I was just saying, it's a cartoon character that say, and bleep, 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 and that's all, folks. That big red guy broke a fat boy in the pig. He said,
yes,
you know, when God said, he said, when God said, when he get finished, I can do the pork and pig and say, and bleep, and bleep, and bleep, and that's all, folks.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. That's it.
Yeah. Well, I'm so proud to partner with your business and with Explore Resorts, because we want to give away a trip, man. You know what I mean? I want to give away a vacation for somebody that's in love, because the Bible did say a man found a wife, found a good thing, and he obtained favor of God and man. So, women, when you get married, Do not be his good thing. You got to be his good thing. You know what I mean? You got to be his good thing. You can't be a bad thing once you got married, because when you be his good thing, he obtains favor from God and man. So if you're not a good thing to him, you're going to be a bad thing to him. And your marriage is not going to last. It's not going to last because you're not being a good thing. And husband, he said, reverence your wife as you would him. That means if you wouldn't cut yourself, don't cut your wife. You know, even when y'all are in a bad situation, go on over there in the other room. It's okay. Why are you going
to,
you know, because she's going to get half of whatever you got if it's on paper. I ain't talking about these shacking people. I ain't talking about the one shacking. I'm talking about who honors the and obeys the word of God, where he said, you know, is honorable for a man to get married. Well, of course, you marry when you be intimate with her, but you're not married by the laws of the land.
Mm-hmm.
And you live with it, you got to go by the laws.
Right.
And in that, let me just do this as the Lord leads. Father, we just thank you for Matthew. We thank you for his fiance, Lord. We thank you for their marriage, Lord God. That circle represents an unbreakable bond. And Lord, by her being his best friend, Lord, and because they have you as their best friend, it means that it's already blessed and highly favored in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. I pray, Lord, as you bless his hands even the more to be a blessing to your people. I pray, Lord God, that you will increase and enlarge his territory even the more, because he has a heart to do the right thing for you while we're here in the land of the living. Thank you now for Kirby Capone Productions. Thank you for all of the genuine businesses that have joined forces with us to bring positivity into the earth realm. We bless you for it now, Lord. I pray that you bless him in his day, bless his going out, his coming in. Most of all, Lord God, let the world see Jesus Christ in him, the Messiah, the Lord God Almighty, the beginning and the end.
Amen.
In Jesus Christ's great name we pray. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. You got any closing remarks, man, before you leave the show?
Well, I'm just excited of what God is doing and what he plans on doing. And just to add to the merry part, because I know we're going to tap into more shows that's going to really talk about that, because there is an attack against marriages. And we have to know that if you are currently out there, we're praying for you. If you're currently out there married right now, and you're going through something, you are not alone. There is an attack against the marriages, because the devil knows that one can take 1,000, but two can take 10,000. So you becoming one, he don't want you to become one, because you're more powerful together. And it's just a process. You're not alone. If you're out there, you are not alone. Just know, if you're going through some stuff and you're married right now, it's going to be okay. It's going to be okay. Just hold on. You know, there's some advice that we can give you guys, some tools. You got to work on you. Ain't about what the other person is doing. One thing that me and my fiance, Tammy, we always talk about, we have to deal with things on seed form. okay? And you know, and it's, you know, we're two unperfect people.
Correct.
But we have God in us. As long as we have God in us, she ain't worried about what I'm doing. I ain't worried about what she's doing. We focusing on God, and we're growing spiritually. And when she sees me grow, she'll get in line. I know we talked about the submission. That'll be a whole nother. I'll be a show all by itself, Greg.
Well,
the word submission,
because
everybody
gets
scared when you say submission.
Okay. Yeah, but it's not a bad thing. As you talking, we're gonna do a marriage conference with the Greg Shell Dinner Show March the 16th here in Orlando, Florida.
Amen.
Yeah, we're gonna do a marriage conference where people can really understand what marriage is. Marriage is a covenant. It's just like a covenant that God made with us. That the whole duty of a man is to love the Lord thy God Almighty with all your heart, body, and soul before you expire from the earth. So we're going to do a marriage seminar or conference, however way you want to call it. But it ain't going to be no Shirley season and all that being played throughout the night. It's going to be music. We're going to have, there's a balance on everything. Ecclesiastes 3 said there's a time and a place for everything under the sun. But people get the Bible, because I came from a Baptist church, and, you know, they used to get in there and to feel good. All the jumping around, just jumping up, hopping down the whole line with their finger in the ear. Have an entertainment and then go drink them a half pint of moonshine on the church ground. They don't even wait till they get off. I've seen all this stuff. I've seen the women falling out in the church hollering because they couldn't get to the preachers that they hadn't slept with the night before. We just the ones. In the pastor study, it's going to give you a combination of what's really going on. And the only thing we're doing, we're not saying it to scare you, but it's to aware you to stop playing church and be the church. The church of Philadelphia. Because everybody wants you to look up to them. But you don't have nothing if you don't have him in you. And I know when he ain't in you, because you too busy, your pride is pumped up, you talk about people, you gossip, you have unforgiveness in your heart. You're not real. You hurting in the inside, so you try to tear somebody else down so they can feel bad. Because that's the way you really feel. And money can't buy that. Money can't give you that satisfaction. Ain't that something? You know, you probably can't, your whole life you trying to make somebody else see what you got, but you ain't got nothing if you don't have Jesus.
Amen.
I got friends that got $200,000-$300,000 vehicles, and I ride with them and hang out and say, hey, God bless you and all that good stuff like that. But they the one who got to pay their stuff. And when they be going to me, I tell them, God bless you. And when they go to tell me about what they got going on, I tell them, that's personal. I ain't nothing to do with that, unless we on that type of level. When you go purchase stuff, you know you got to pay for it. That's why I ain't buying nothing, because they, you know, they going to take your money and build prisons with it so they can put you in it when really they supposed to be in it, because they the one who robbing and stealing. And the day can be whoever that doing wrong things.
Come on.
So that's how we work. We work with the real, R-E-E-L, bringing people back to realization. I used to be a thug, now I'm a hug. But don't never get it twisted, because God, you know, made me a protector. I'm a lion and a lamb.
So
that's where God created us. And Matthew, I just want to tell you, man, every time I talk to you, I feel like a Power Ranger. I was looking at something on your flyer in regards to what MLO stand for?
Yeah, mortgage loan officer.
Huh?
Yeah, MLO, mortgage loan officer.
Tell them about that program. Yeah, because that's something that I know I'm gonna get my wife in.
Right. So if you're on the line and you're inspiring about being in the financial industry. We are looking for mortgage loan officers. You can come on board with us. You can be licensed in all 50 states. And you can do mortgages in all 50 states. So that would be something else that we are rolling out. So, you know, if you're inspired about getting into the business, if you're already in the business, you might be an active loan officer or a broker, but you have to go through the requirements of getting your license in the state that you are in. Because we are a credit union, you can be licensed in all 50 states, do loans in all 50 states. So
wow.
It's a blessing. We want to put you in a position where you can be a blessing to the kingdom. So as well as we're going to be helping 1,000 families this year, we're also going to be helping people to become mortgage loan officers. Amen.
Wow.
And if you're a real estate agent, if there's any real estate agents on the call, if you are a real estate agent, you can actually receive commission as being a mortgage loan officer on the one transaction. So you can get paid. You just have to disclose it, but you can get commission from being the real estate agent on the transaction as well as being the loan officer under us. Amen.
So watch this. On the 16th of March, I would love to have you, and of course, Brother Grace is going to be here from Grace Aid Our Church, you know, to do a seminar on finance, you know, on teaching people how to use their finances properly to make sure all their funding going where it needs to go, stuff like that, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And you'll come up with that dollar amount for the individuals to attend. But in that, we're gonna put a nice gala, right?
Okay, nice.
And the dinner show, we're gonna make it really, really nice, really entertaining. So, a husband and wife, or a husband and wife to be, can come out, have an amazing time among amazing people, and
yes,
start their marriages off correctly.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Yeah, so,
absolutely.
So if you, yeah, so if they want to, if you want to really be in love and, you know, not just a one-night stand and whatever, you know, when you really be in love with somebody, we want to be able to show you how much God loves you when you do the right thing. He say the bed is undefiled.
Mm, come on.
The bed is undefiled. You know, when you get your wife and get your paperwork on her, my uncle told me something that stood out. He said, I used to call the women I had, old, I said, this is my old lady here. This is my old lady. And that's what it is. This is my old lady. I used to bring some men around. They ain't know who. I just tell them, this is my old lady. You know what I mean? So he told me to stop telling people that's my old lady. He said, she's just like a, she said, that ain't your, he said, that ain't your car until you buy it and get paperwork on it. And it made sense to me, right?
Yes, sir.
God rest his soul, Junior said, huh? Huh?
That was some sound advice right there.
Ain't that powerful though? You know, if you really listen, that's why God said he that has an ear, let him hear. He said, stop calling her your old lady, because that ain't yours. Anybody can come by that got the money to pay for it and get it.
There you go.
Oh boy. So, I tell you, man, go ahead. Oh, you got me all fired up. Tell me about the FHA loan and the Fannie Mae loan.
Yeah, definitely. You know, you can definitely, you know, obtain an FHA loan and or, you know, Fannie Mae loan, depending on what your credit score is. So what we're going to do is when we sit down with you, we're going to determine, you know, currently where you're at as far as your financial picture. And then we're going to be able to put you into the best program. Of course, FHA, you can put down, 3.5% FHA. But it's really depending on what your credit score is. There are some requirements of that. We also do USDA loans, so we can do ground-up construction. If you currently have land or if you're looking to build your property from ground up, we can also assist you with ground-up construction with USDA loans. So we have quite a few programs. We have VA programs, so if there's any veterans that's out there that's currently active in the military or retired, we can definitely assist you switch that you know utilizing your VA loan as well. So there's a lot of programs we have, as well as down payment assistance. So, you know, if your credit score is, you know, applicable and, you know, you currently have a great job, you've been on your job at least for 2 years or more in the same field, and, you know, we can definitely assist you, but you don't have down payment. There are programs out there that we can definitely put you into as far as helping you with down payment assistance.
Wow.
Amen.
So watch this. As you was talking, do you know I see Kingdom Capital Funding, whatever the title of your brand is, I see it on buses, benches, and billboards.
Amen.
Because you available in 50 states. You available in 50 states. If the lawyers can put they name on the billboards, benches, and buses, why not you?
Yes, sir. I see it,
and I thank you for being on the show with us today. And those that are listening out there near or far, we want you to take heed to the advice, because most people say, oh, that's too good to be true. You know, how would you know if you don't doge in? They don't believe the word of God to be true, but I'm a living witness that it is. Been in the hospital 27 times and still alive because I said, to be absent from the body is to be present with the Lord. And God told me he needs somebody down here to work. If I'm dead, I can't work. So those that are alive or that have went on to heaven in Abraham's bosom, they up there waiting on their body because they got to wait till Jesus return to give it to them. That's when you're going to transition from mortal to immortality.
That's the real.
Thank you so much, brother. You know, I want to put a section on my show where you can have your own section. You really need your own radio broadcast. And y'all can listen to it live at www.blogtalkradio.com/The Greg Shell Show #3. Now, you're also going to be able to listen to it on Trail Ride Radio, trailrideradio.com. Have you ever heard any Trail Ride music?
I have not.
Have you ever heard of Trail Rock? Have you ever heard of Trail Rock?
No, sir.
You haven't?
No, sir.
Well, this is the big concert they're about to do. It's a Trail Ride Radio launch coming out concert. And the date and all that stuff going to be exposed. But let me let DJ Prayer, you there? I want her to play you a Trail Ride song from Gita Jones. Huh?
Oh, got it. Ready?
There she go. Play Peter Jones for the star of the show for the Trail Ride Radio. I was introduced to it. I love it. And y'all hearing this first right here on the Greg Shell Show. Here he is, Gita Jones, country slide.
But wait, before I say Gita Jones, I want to say that Blog Talk Radio disconnected a game, so I didn't get to hear the information that he gave us, but I'll go back and listen to it. But I just want to let you know that Blog Talk has not got it together yet.
So. Well, we got to come off of this platform, and you know what it is. We come to Trail Ride Radio.
That's okay. And I also wanted to talk about the marriage thing. By us having 30 years of marriage, all I want to tell people is it's not about what you do or the other person do. It's all about you letting go and letting God. Once you let God handle your marriage,
mm-hmm.
everything's going to fall into place. I mean, you can bring candles and all that all day long, but if God, you know, the Son and the Holy Spirit, the Comforter is not in the equation, it's not going to last. So that's what God has 30 years. Of marriage. We just renewed our wedding vows again. And if I wouldn't have put God first in everything, we would have been done.
Oh, wow.
So,
Same here. Gita Jones.
Can you introduce Gita Jones again, the king of trail ride boots?
Well, go ahead and play Gita Jones. We're going to come back. And I want Matthew to reiterate on the services that they're going to be offering. Before you go, you got one more time after you hear the song, Matthew, to reiterate to our listeners what's happening.
Sure, absolutely.
Okay, thank you. All right, y'all, here goes Gita Jones right here as we prepare for the Trail Ride Radio launch party. You'll get that information on the location real soon, but here it is exclusively here on the Greg Shell Show. We'll be right back.
Cowboy Slide.
Uh-huh. This is GQ Country Boy and the Big Dog. We got a little something for you lying down. Oh yeah, this Trail Ride is certified. Man's feel. So get ready, get your boots on as we do the Cowboy Slide. At Trail Ride, I got a new dance. It's the Cowboy Slide
coming at you.
So put on your boots,
cause it's time to get loose.
Zydeco music, so put them on the pit. At the rodeo,
you know it goes down.
Baddest show on dirt,
done made it to the town.
Down in the country,
gonna get around it.
So make a little room,
watch the Cowboys climb.
Start a bonfire,
it's time to get down.
And grab your moonshine,
and pass it around.
I'm feeling good,
with Cowboys way.
Said the Django,
who's that ninja on that neck?
So don't get mad,
you know I ain't playing.
Do the Cowboy Slide,
you know what I'm saying.
Hey, that Cowboy and that slide. You're looking real cute
in them jeans,
but you need a real ride
on your team.
I see your club shirt,
you reppin' so hard.
Said you're looking so fine,
said you need a bodyguard.
Like a single foot in house,
you're stealing a show.
Come by my camp
and let me pull.
I holler who you with,
like Bernie Mac.
Short hair, don't care,
long hair, lean back.
You got that vibe,
like Love Fredo.
The GQ Country Boy,
nothing came to see the show.
Louisiana made,
but still so paid.
Fool, look at your hands,
let the club out of space.
Let's get the party started,
so grab my juice.
Like Lil Bootsy said,
we'll get loose like a goose.
Hey, that cowboy and that slide.
Hey, come on, come on, hey.
That cowboy and that slide.
Hey, come on, ride, come on.
That cowboy and that slide.
Hey, come on, ride, come on.
That cowboy and that slide.
Come on, come on, come on, come on.
I see you grooving out there. Yeah. It's a Big Dog. I'm back. I gotta get deep out there. Cause we coming from the Trail Ride. Old school parties. Line dancing. It's going live right now. We jumping on horses, motorcycles, pickup trucks. We even slamming Cadillac though. You heard me? So I'ma bring the GQ Country Boy back. And he gon' go live for you. We doing it 808. You heard me? High Point, where you at? We about to go live. It's the GQ Country Boy. So get ready, let's go,
hey.
Get
show. That's none other than Gita Jones, y'all. He gonna be live. He's the star of the big Trail Ride Radio launch party that's gonna be coming to you really, 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 really soon. Keep the radio locked. It probably ain't gonna be locked on Blog Talk, but we have over 70 some episodes that you can go back and listen to and tell us what your favorite episode is, because the Greg Shell Show is getting ready to come out with his new TV show. The Greg Shell TV show is coming at you. If you can sing, dance, rap, as long as it's got a positive message in the content. We would love to have you on the Greg Shell TV broadcast. Woo! We produced by Kirby Capone Productions out in Texas. What you thought about that track right there? It's 20 minutes. We got 20 more minutes left in the show. You might well go ahead on hang on out with me, man. Go ahead and defreeze with your popcorn.
Man, I'm going to have to get my cowboy hat, my cowboy boots. You know, my second home is Texas, is Houston, Texas. So, you know, man, you should see me over here dancing. I my feet just started dancing. I don't know what happened, but my feet just started moving. Man, so I gotta get my cowboy boots and my cowboy. Yep, come on now, huh?
Listen, that would have made me
gonna make you kick up some dirt, you know.
when they introduced that to me, right? Kirby Capone Productions introduced this music to me. I'm gonna introduce it to the world, and you know, in Orlando, they never heard of it, and you said you had never heard of it, but it's amazing. It's some real good music.
Come on, what's that? Yes,
hey,
sir.
Go ahead and
yes,
play
sir.
The Trail Ride Radio advertisement real quick. Y'all, we're going to take a break and let Trail Ride Radio let y'all know they come right here exclusively on the Greg Shell Show.
Tune in.
Oh, boy.
Turn up that twang and let the Trail Ride Radio be your guide to the roots of Southern music. We're here to keep your spirits high and your boots tapping.
How? You ready to keep your boots tapping? You ready to bump your boots, Matthew?
Oh, I'm ready.
Hey, play that other one. Play that one by Kitty Sane. Play that one. Let Matthew hear that one. Boy, they be talking about something in the country. And I'm going to go. They already gave me a cowboy hat, and they gave me a belt buckle. They talking about Tasha Mack.
Uh-huh.
Okay, play Tasha Mack. She's going to be on this big concert ticket as well.
And Bolton Wright and D-Riggs and Tiffany Rochelle.
So watch this. Play two of them now because we got short time. Play two of them because I want Matthew. Guy got a word from Matthew to get to the world today exclusively here on the Greg Shell Show. So go ahead and let Matthew hear two more of those Trail Ride songs so he can keep on sliding and getting his coffee and egg and cheese sandwich, whatever, right here on the Greg Shell Show. We'll be right back. Whoa, here we go.
Black Track Productions.
He wants me to bang it up. But I ran the ride. He liked it from the back.
telling you, you telling it like it is, you hear me?
Every dog has a bone.
Not a bone, Tony. Not a bone.
They all wanna hit it from the back.
Instead of Jordan, I'm talking about the ones out there training and riding them horses. I see you, Mr. Bowlegs. I'm trying to be your pony.
If I ever get a hold to you, I'm telling you every way but lose. If I ever get a hold to you, I'm telling you every way but lose.
Mm-hmm. Hey, Mr. Stetson. You sexy and you know it. Got a fresh face, yeah, I know this. Oh, smelling real nice. His jeans fit him just right. Welcome to the trail ride. Later on, I'm trying to burn fire. They call me Kitty. Miss Pink if you're nasty. But let's vibe, let's just groove. If you choose, I'm gon' move.
If I ever get a hold to you, I'm turning you every way but loose. If I ever get a hold to you, I'm turning you every way but loose.
Mm-hmm. I'm gonna turn you to the right, turn you to the left, back it on up, and drop it to the ground. Turn you to the right, turn you to the left, back it on up, and pop it, drop it.
If I ever get a hold to you,
baby, I don't care where we at.
I'm turning you every way but loose.
We can be
every
in
way
city.
But loose. If I ever get a hold to you,
shit, we can move it from state to state.
I'm turning you every
Arkansas
way but
to Texas.
Everywhere.
It's the Arkansas Baby Doll. Hey, y'all.
Hey, y'all. What's happening? We want to welcome you back to the Greg Hill Show. I know somebody riding their horse, kicking and picking their salad, got the cowboy hat on. Ooh-wee. Matthew, you got a double play of that stuff. What you thought about all of that?
Wow. All I have to say is, Them songs got me up and dancing, moving my feet. You know, those are the kind of songs, and we want to bring everything full circle. And what we're talking about today is about being in position to purchase your first home. Those are the kind of songs when you get in your own home and you got to feel it. You got to envision. You got to feel you being in your own home in your backyard and the barbecue's burning. You got your cup. You got your jar of sweet tea and you playing those music, man, just jamming in the back of your house. Come on now, huh?
Man, listen. When I was introducing that music, cause my sister, you know, they're in Alabama. That's where the property at, and they love this music. They've been listening to Jeter Jones. So when we bring Jeter Jones to Alabama, it's just gonna be too much. I mean, I really, you got to check out his videos, man. This dude, he looked like Rick Ross to me, but he can dance, man. He be getting it in. He the king. He the king of Trail Ride Music. Like I said, it's an introduction for me, and I'm honored to be one of the radio announcers and one of the marketing pieces for TrailRideRadio.com. So you like?
Oh yeah, I like that. I said I gotta go get my country belt, you know, buckle and my boots, and I'll be ready.
You gotta make sure you got a lot of energy and a lot of breath when you listen to Jeter, because he's gonna make you move.
Oh. Yeah.
He gonna make you move. Oh. Tasha Mack gonna make you move. You know they gonna.
Oh. What that song kid is saying? She said you gonna bag it up. What she said? You gonna bag it up? What she said?
Don't tell me every way to lose.
She said don't. You gonna
drop
turn,
it?
Don't
drop
touch.
It. Drop it.
Huh? say that again. We got 11 minutes left in the show, but what the, she said she going to drop it and lock it and pop it. What?
And turn you to the left and turn you to the right. and drop it to the ground. you heard it.
Make me want to go pull that pole out. Pull that pole out and put it up so my wife can dance on. Pull them a pole in the house. And she can't wear no, she can't wear the stilettos no more. I had to buy her some sketches. and I got three wigs. She put them three wigs on, the long one, the short one, and the medium. And boy, I throw that money to her and say, I'm your private dancer. Dancer for money. Do what you want me to do. And then we dance and we get all that money and put it in that shoebox and put it right back in that drawer.
yes, sir.
That's about a stripper pole. I ain't spending my money on no stripper. I don't know. I'm going to spend it. I'm going to stay at home.
At my stripper.
And I can get a pole with a hammer ball on. These church folks too holy. They too holy. You mean, you know what holy mean? Holy. Like you got holes everywhere.
Ooh-wee. Oh.
Ooh-wee, ooh-wee. I love having a good time, man. But these people, they go to church. I told you about it yesterday. I went to the church, and the guy told me it was his seat, you know, and I'm a guest. He said, don't sit there. That's where I sit at. Nobody sit there but me. And I say, well, I want to sit here, though. He had his white suit on, and he said, no. You can sit over there somewhere. I said, but the pastor invited me. So when the pastor came out and told him to move, he was mad with me through the whole church service. Because I was going to sit somewhere. I was going to sit somewhere else, right? I was going to go sit somewhere else. I said, dang, these people rude. They are so rude. So I went to sit somewhere else. The preacher said, Brother Greg, Evangelist Greg, you sit right here. I said, but the guy told me I couldn't sit here with his feet. I'll get him later. You sit here. what do we got going on in the church?
Mercy.
You got a bunch of foolishness. And you know, when you're young, that's all you know. You know, when you go to church, that's all you know. They put you up there on the morning bench. They put the two chairs in the front. Mm. And they teach you, you know, it's good teaching, but then they call your name out. They used to call your name out when you didn't get no money in church. They say, DJ Prayer, $1. Now, that's a shame. The preacher get up and say, now, that's a shame you getting up. And then they say, so-and-so, $150. And they clap. So-and-so, $50. They clap. So-and-so, 50 cents. So-and-so a dollar. Now, that's just a shame. Coming to the house of the Lord. I say, yourself a shame. You come in the house of the Lord. And you going to hell. And you gotta tell people they're going to hell. You going to hell. You going to hell if you don't change your way doing people like that. Because the Bible is not for purchase.
Come on.
All that lying in the church all them years. The women used to shout. I used to sing when I was little. My grandma used to have me sing. 6 years old. She'd get up in the church. One day at a time, sweet Jesus. And they'd say, ow, ow, ow. And I stopped singing. And grandma said, why you stop singing, babe? I said, it make them do all of that. She said, that's the Holy Ghost. I said, I don't want that. If it make you act like that, I don't want that. come to find out them women were going with the preacher and they were, they were shouting and so they could hit the woman, the other woman that he was going with.
What?
Ain't that something?
Wow.
Come to church with no underwear on and sit right in the front of the church. And the preacher said, Oh Lord, have mercy. Oh, Lord. Did he get a handkerchief and wipe his head? Oh, boy. And find out, boy, that wasn't nothing but a bunch of entertainment. Preachers, if you were doing the right thing out there, I commend you. But all these preachers that, been leading people astray, please get your house in order. I'm telling you,
yeah.
I just had to say that. We ain't got but a few more minutes. What do you think about what I just said? You probably hadn't been a vegan, but you done seen it or heard somewhere.
Oh yeah. I grew up. I'm a PK kid, so I grew up in church. I didn't see it at all, but we thank God for the churches. We do,
we bless
the Bible talks about that God stands at the door and knocks. How he knocking at his own house? Come on now. So how is he knocking at his own house?
we ain't
going to bash at some of the churches, but, God
no,
ain't everywhere.
No, we're not bashing.
My dad used to preach at all kinds of churches, and he used to always tell me, now, this church right here, they don't do a whole bunch of clapping and Holy Ghost, they don't do a lot of that, okay?
Yeah.
And so I learned that the Holy Spirit wasn't everywhere, okay?
That's correct.
But then you go to one church, and as soon as you walk in the door, the Spirit.
You can feel the Holy Ghost. And then you can go in some, and then you can go in some, and you can feel the hell spirit, full of hell.
Come on now.
Ow! I love to talk like that cat that can't be, ow! See, when the devil beating you up, you have to say, ow, because he be trying to take you through that. But just know that you have the victory. And you can call these things out so people can learn. What we say we want to teach people. You got to teach them. They got to be learned, taught, because they only knew what they was taught. I know people get up in the mirror and just practice preaching. When it comes from above, God said, how can you preach unless you call? How can you be called unless you sent? I told you what I have, a GGD. I have a God-given degree. It ain't come from no prince, no hob, because they think they smarter than the universe because of a name. But what about applying the name that's above every name? The name that at the name of Jesus, every knee going to bow, every tongue going to confess that Jesus Christ is Lord. Y'all, we got the Big Fishes of Men concert, conference coming up, marriage conference, and we going to have Kingdom, I love this. I don't know why I want to say Kingdom Funded. It's
Kingdom Capital
Funded.
Kingdom Capital Group.
I have partnered with Kingdom Capital Group to help assist individuals that are looking to have their own home and go and grow from their current situation, we are available to you. How can they get in contact with you, Mr. Matthew?
For right now, just call Greg, his show, and reach out to them, and Do you have an 800 number they can call and just say, hey, we want to know more about the opportunity? And then what we're going to do as we're preparing for the multitude, we're going to have an 800 number that everybody can be able to call into to get quicker service. So we're going to make preparation of that. By the time I come on the show next time, we will have all that ready for you guys. But we are excited to serve you. We're just, you know, if you guys need assistance, if you guys are in position, we are also, too, I want to add this in closing, that we're looking for women as well, but we are, our heart goes out to the men, okay? Mm. And we're looking for 100 men to join us to be mortgage loan officers, okay?
Wow.
So, you know, we're going to train you. You know, we're going to train you, we're going to teach you, but you're going to lock arms with real men. So if you're a husband, if you're a soon-to-be husband, you're going to lock arms with real men, iron sharp as iron. Now, women, I'm not saying you can't join, but my heart pours out. Me and my partner Terrell's heart pours out to the men. We are going after the men. If we get the men in the right place, the whole house will be blessed. Amen.
I love it. I love it. And I'm one of the first men, fishers of men. Number one. I love
yes,
it. I'm in. And we want to encourage we reaching out to 100 men, y'all. We haven't done the official launch of the Greg Shell Show yet. And I was looking now, we had 186 listens, and I hadn't even put it out to the world yet. But you know, what God do in secret, he going to reward you openly. We currently have 77 episodes of the Greg Shell Show, and we got in these last 4 minutes of the show. I want to give a love shout out to DJ Prayer all the way in Texas, her and her husband, for just hanging in the trenches with us. And now, you know, to be able to go on this venture with him with Trail Ride Radio and the new movie In the Pastor's Study, and just really, really excited with teaming up with Brother Antonio Grace with Grace Aid Our Church, and also helping individuals to get tiny homes you know, the container homes, all that stuff like that. So we're getting everything together. We're getting everything together now to I'm almost done. But we are getting everything together, and we want to thank everyone for tuning in to this episode of the Greg Shell Show. That was my wife, you know, when they be calling and calling, and I love to hear the call because it's good when somebody want to be around you. You know, they love you, somebody they want to be around you, they don't want you, but it's a good thing. It's a good thing to find you a good thing. A good thing is a good wife, a good situation, and we're looking for 100 men right now. And you can listen back to the broadcast, Matthew, by going to www.blogtalkradio.com/The Greg Shell Show. Make sure you put the number 3. And you can share with your peers as we prepare flyers and everything, as we get prepared for numerous of things to take place here. On the Greg Shell TV show, radio show. We're going to have podcasts exclusively on Trail Ride Radio. And, of course, the new TV network that we're launching called TGS, the Believers Network. And you know, I want your shows on this new platform. We'll be available in 179 million households. And we also have a pay-per-view platform as well. So I'm excited. And we want to encourage individuals to take heed to what Matthew is saying. Matthew, if you would, leave them with a prayer as we get ready to close out the show.
Amen, amen, amen. Father, in the name of Jesus, we come to you, God, because you said if two or three will touch and agree, you'll be in the midst of our praises. God, as I'm praying over the people who are listening right now, God, empower them right now where they are. Right now to move in faith and operate the week so they can be a blessing to your kingdom, God. God, there's a business out there that you are calling them to, God, and we want to prepare them for the next season, God. And God, we thank you in advance, God, for allowing us to have the ability and the freedom to be able to operate in this kingdom. God, we do everything unto you, Lord. We give you all the glory, give you all the praise, God. God, we decrease as you increase into us. God, bless the Greg Shell Show, God. Right now, in the name of Jesus, we declare it expansion. Enlarge his territory, God. Bless his team. Bless everyone that's on the call, God. We send a special prayer out to everyone right now who's listening, or either now or later, God, who's listening to this broadcast. God, we thank you. We praise you. And in Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Jesus, in Jesus' name. Amen. DJ Prayer, you got any closing remarks? Are you there? You know she be sitting on the mute button.
Just keep on praising God.
And you said it. Just keep on praising God. And Matthew, again, I want to thank you for being on this episode of the Greg Shell Show. We want to encourage our listeners that's listening in that maybe facing a giant or situation in your life. There is nothing too hard for God. He can do exceedingly and abundantly and above all you can ever ask, think, or say. And if you're around negative people, you know, use that energy to grow you, to make you stronger. I want to leave you with this. When a wrestler goes in the ring, those that watch wrestling, the winner has already been predetermined. In that wrestling ring, you're gonna get thrown around because you got to put on a good show. So when the devil be throwing you around in your wrestling match, just know that you are victorious because Jesus has already went to the cross. He nailed all your sins and your problems to the cross. And now you have freedom, freedom in your mind, freedom to think, freedom to do all what he has put in your spirit to do. Activate your faith and walk in it. Walk on the water. Walking on the water is simply walking in the vision that God has given you, and he will provide the provision if you believe. Thank y'all again for tuning in to this episode of the Greg Shell Show. Keep it locked tomorrow, same time, same station, by going to www.blogtalkradio.com/The Greg Shell Show and make sure you put the number 3. Also, we're brought to you again on behalf of exploreresorts.com. For all your staycation needs, go to exploreresorts.com. We're also brought to you by the hottest new urban business sneaker to take the world by storm, G2Z, Italy handcrafted shoes that's going to be available in the next couple of weeks, where you can get free shipping from UA Canada and the anyway, you can visit us online at www.aliveshoes.com/G2Zs, and you can order right there online. I want to thank you again for tuning in this episode of the Greg Shell Show. We'll catch you tomorrow, God's willing. Peace be with you always. God bless.